Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
With Rosh Hashanah really not even just around the corner, it is just a few hours away. Jews around the world are frantically preparing. And of course we do that physically. There's a lot of things to be done ahead of the festival. But there's also a tremendous feeling of concern, anxiety, and it's interesting because I was just telling Mukundi and Gugu that I can feel anxiety from our listeners, that it is a time that we take very, very seriously. It isn't a party New Year at all. There's a lot for us to think about, a lot for us to contemplate, and a lot for us to consider in terms of what has been and what is still to come. How do we manage that? How do we balance all of these things while still providing ourselves, our families, our children with a time to nurture our souls? We are joined this morning by Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss. He's a member of the Chief Rabbinate in Israel. A very, very good morning. There's no doubt that, in my mind, that this feeling is a universal one. These aren't simple times with hostages, with soldiers, with everybody, with anti-Semitism, with the world being in the state that it's in. How do we manage all of this?
Happy Rosh Hashanah. Please God, we should have good news. As you know, that Rosh Hashanah is we consider it Hayom Harat Olam, the birthday of the world. It's true today that everything that affects Israel affects the whole world. And we're in Israel, and you're in South Africa, and Jews all over the world are being affected. And I think that there's been a change in the whole world because of what is happening in Israel. We have to believe. And the main thing, one of the main things on Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the shofar. The blowing of the shofar has strong blasts, tekiah, and then some which are broken blasts, shvarim teruah. And I think this, we have a lot of times, difficult times, impossible times, but there are always sandwiched with strong blasts of faith. And we believe that we shall overcome, that we shall survive. You know, the first thing we do on Rosh Hashanah when we down our meal, we take an apple and dip it in honey. Why honey? Mm. Honey is a sweet thing that comes from bees which sting, and we hope that the sting will come to turn out to be honey. It will goodness from all the terrible, awful tragedies that we're facing today. And so we live in hope, and we survive, the Jewish people. We remember this is the birthday of the world, as we say, but we've survived more than any other people. We shall survive. I know that throughout the world, people are castigating Israel for what they're so-called doing in Gaza. And I know that I've just come back from Kazakhstan.
Oh, wow.
Kazakhstan, there was a meeting of world religious leaders. And Israel certainly is not winning the propaganda war. But, you know, we can't win everything. But we are fighting a fight for survival. And survival of the people in Israel and abroad. And unfortunately, we are not always successful in all we do. But the main thing is that we survive, notwithstanding what is written in the newspapers or what politicians or well-wishers wish. We have to be confident. We have to have emunah, faith in God. And I think that's the story of Rosh Hashanah. You know, there was one of the women called Agam. She was a dungeons of Gaza for months and months.
Yes.
And when she was released, she said, I believed in God, and this belief brought me out into out of the captivity. We have to believe, and we have to look on the good side, and we have to build our families, and we have to be close to our families. Our units have to be stronger, and each strong unit will make a greater, stronger community. And hope for the best, and do our best to bear it, to do our best to help people, to do mitzvot, to be better people. But never, never believe all the terrible things that are said by about our people. These type of things were said in the 30s when just the most worst things in the world were justified against Jews. Do not believe it. We are a minority. And in a world of propaganda, and a minority finds it very difficult to defend themselves. But the truth always comes out in the end. We hope it won't come out too late. Rather, in this coming year, we'll have a better year.
And please God, we will. So if there's one message that that people listening to us, the South African Jewish community, if there's one message that you would love them to hear, what is that message?
That you've always been a warm community. Stay strong, stay unified. Stay unified, believe in yourselves. You know, the great Lubavitcher Rebbe, there was a great Lubavitcher Rebbe said, that the South African community will survive until the coming of the Messiah. And please God, you strengthen your organization, your communities, your families, and you shall survive, and you shall outlast all the enemies or all those who speak against you. And that's my message. And remain the strong supporters you are of Israel one of the greatest Jewish communities exist in the diaspora today.
That is where we leave it, Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss. Thank you, as always, member of the Chief Rabbinate in Israel, with a message to the South African Jewish community.